We've heard a lot about what is driving people away from the profession of teaching. A lot of testing, low pay, limited resources. Many new teachers abandon their careers within the first 5 years. The Savannah Chatham schools have turned to a little-known certificate program that's designed to help replenish that pool of teachers. It gives qualified people with bachelor degrees the opportunity to become teachers, even if they've never studied education. That program gives applicants temporary teaching certificates while they work towards permanent qualifications. Stephen Ruth is one of those certified teachers. He's a maker teacher at the STEM Academy in Savannah, which we will explain in just a moment, and he joins us now. Hi, Stephen.
Hello.
And also with us is Heather Bilton. She's the Talent Acquisition Coordinator for the Savannah Chatham School System. Hi, Heather.
Good morning.
Stephen, for those who don't know what a maker is, can you explain?
Sure. I basically take some of the abstract concepts that students are learning in their other classes and help give them a physical way to present those. So we make things, basically.
Like, can you give me an example of some things you've made?
Sure, absolutely. My eighth graders right now, because in physical science, they've looked at buoyancy and displacement. We're actually building boats.
And what is your degree in?
I have a liberal studies degree with a minor in physical science.
And why did you want to teach? Your wife is a teacher of many years, is she not? So what brought you in?
Correct. She's been teaching for about 20 years, so I've been around the career for a long time. And before I became a teacher, I was actually a coach, and one big aspect of coaching I like is the teaching aspect and being able to see students, or actually athletes at that time, go from a spot at the beginning and develop over time, and you should be able to show the growth in them.
Now, Heather, this program of bringing in people who do not have teaching degrees or certificates is not new, so why the new attention on it?
You're correct. It's not new. But in Savannah Chatham, we've been really focusing on alternative pathways for about the last 10 years because it brings in people with really great real-life authentic experiences to share in the classroom. We have a teacher shortage, as you mentioned, and the crux of that is because students aren't going into teacher preparation programs. So Savannah Chatham needs about 400 teachers this year, which is the normal number for a district our size. But we don't have those students graduating out of teacher preparation programs. So we have to think differently, think out of the box. But one of the things that we found is our alternative pathways teachers are just as successful as teachers trained through teacher preparation. Our current teacher of the year, Ernie Lee, is an attorney turned U.S. history teacher.
By what, when you say they're just as successful, what are you using to measure?
Impact on student achievement.
Is that test scores?
Yeah, test scores, exactly.
So one of the things I wanted to ask you about, Stephen, is because we've talked to a lot of teachers. The teacher shortage is driven by people who are very unhappy with the profession. They've complained about some of the things I mentioned earlier, a lot of testing, very low pay, limited resources, a difficulty to rise in either pay or position. And that must be things that you hear about from your wife all the time, are they not?
Sure, absolutely. It's stuff we live with every day. But for me, it goes beyond all that. And I mean, we're in a crisis in education right now. And I think it's more important than ever to find good teachers and to stay in the classroom and kind of push through all these things because it's all about the next generation.
So let's hear from another person who's part of this program. Joyce Chow is a math teacher at Islands High School. She here is explaining why she decided to do it.
You find yourself useful, you're happy. You're not just, you know, like, of course you get paid, but it's not as... That is not important. It's more important is that you find yourself meaningful to this world. And the student makes you feel like, wow, I can help them, you know? And you are really doing something positive in their life. You're changing someone.
Now, that kind of purpose and mission and optimism, Heather, is something that we hear from new teachers all the time. And yet the retention rate is not good among teachers. Many of them don't make it past the 5 years, as I mentioned. What about retention of the teachers in the Alternative Pathways program?
Well, most of the teachers that come through Alternative Pathways tend to be a little bit older. They're coming in through a second career. We've just hired a man who is getting ready to retire as a colonel from the Air Force, and he's going to teach mathematics. They've had their first career. They've been very successful, and now they want to give back. They have that passion. They have those real-life experiences so they can bring authentic stuff to the classroom. And they tend to stay. They've already done their first career, and they're ready to settle down. They want a little bit more out of a career.
Now, I want to read you a couple tweets here. I asked on Twitter, is this a good idea? And one person said, Bobby Seifter, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, as a former TFA, that's Teach for America, core member, teacher with no ed degree, I'm inclined to say no to people without education degrees becoming teachers. And then Sam Burnham tweets, there's a misconception that transitioning to an education job is easy and you get the summer off. We need educators who are dedicated to the kids and to education. It's no place to hide until retirement. Stephen, do you have a response to that comment?
Sure. I know lots of teachers that have come to teaching through Alternative Pathways, and I think they're some of the best and hardest working teachers I know. And I think in a lot of ways, there's certain things that an education background kind of handcuffs you in. You feel like there's certain ways to deal with everything in the classroom, where if you've come from another background where you've been in the corporate world maybe or done management, you maybe already have some of those skills and can approach that in a different way in the classroom.
How long do you get, Heather, to earn your teaching certificate?
The state of Georgia allows you to have 3 years. So during the course of those 3 years, you're in a program to convert your certificate, your IN4 certificate, to a professional certificate. The other thing in Savannah is that we offer a lot of induction support. So we tell people from the very beginning, this is a hard job. It is a hard job. We don't sugarcoat it with the a place to hide before retirement. We certainly don't believe that at all. We want to make sure that they understand that teaching is a challenging but extremely rewarding career.
And, you know, I wonder how much of a solution do you think this is? You know, there's different methods of getting teachers into classroom in terms of going to schools, trying to get more people graduation with an ed degree, and this is one of those options. How effective do you think it is?
Well, we started our first sessions, Ernie Lee and I, the Georgia Teacher of the Year, here in Savannah, quarterly sessions. We've had over 1,000 people come out face-to-face who have had interest, and probably another 1,000 that have sent emails or phone calls that are very interested. A lot of people went into college. They didn't know what they wanted to do. They got into a field, and they thought, man, I always wanted to be a teacher. So when they've heard about that, you don't have to go back for another 4-year degree, they're very interested in what they can bring to the classroom. We probably have over 150 right now on IN4 certificates, and they really are helping us fill business teaching areas, secondary mathematics, science, but they come from industry where they have a strong content knowledge, and they can share that in the classroom.
We would love to hear from those of you listening. If you're a college grad, would you try teaching? Is there a specific subject that you think you'd be good at teaching? You can tweet us at OST Talk or join the conversation on Facebook. My guests are teacher Stephen Ruth and Heather Bilton of the Savannah School System. We're talking about a program that allows those who have bachelor degrees to enter the field of teaching while they earn their teaching certificate. Heather, you mentioned business. Are there specific subject matters that somebody in the Alternative Pathways is going to be more successful at teaching?
I don't know about more successful, but we certainly have higher needs in secondary mathematics, science, Spanish, business, special ed classrooms. But we get people coming in on Alternative Pathways from really interesting backgrounds. Some famous artists have come in to teach art classes. So it really opens up opportunities for people with strong real-life experiences, authentic experience. I know I keep saying that. But that's what really makes that curriculum come alive to students. And that's one of the things that we have found our Alternative Pathways, as well as our traditionally prepared teachers, can offer in the classroom.
Stephen, did your wife take the traditional pathway? Did she get an education degree before she became a teacher?
She did. She actually started with a political science degree and then went back and got her teaching education. But yes, she is very much traditional.
So what does she think about your theory that perhaps getting an education degree teaches you one basic method of dealing with issues and being out into the real world teaches you another?
I think she's okay with that. I know that she's been very successful in her classroom, and I feel like I've been successful in my classroom, so I think she can see both sides of that.
But do you think that you are both have a different style?
Absolutely. I think style is one thing that is individual to teacher, no matter what your background is.
No matter what of your training is.
Correct.
But you are finishing your teaching certificate?
I have a teaching certificate currently. I've been with Savannah Chatham for 6 years now, and so I went through the program, and it took me about a year and a half to get my clear and renewable certificate.
What things did you learn through the teaching certificate that helped you out? I assume that going through all that training did help you with strategies for the classroom. What were they?
Absolutely. There was mainly it's looking at classroom management and things like that. When you go through the program, you have a mentor that's with you that's in the school that you're with that you can get feedback from, and then you also have an outside mentor that comes and observes in the classroom and gives you feedback on things you're doing and where you can improve and, you know, some new strategies you might want to try.
So here's the thing, and I want to read you this tweet, Heather, that we just got from Jimmy Knoll, who says, I got my degree in finance. I'd be interested, but there's a low ceiling in salary. To what extent does the salaries of public school teachers interfere with your ability to recruit some of your top talent, people who worked at NASA, et cetera, et cetera?
Sure, yes. Money does become an issue, but we have been working, and especially in Savannah, our school board's been very supportive of raising salaries. You can actually do very well in the classroom compared to other fields. A starting teacher salary in Savannah Chatham, who has their professional certification, is $38,760, and that's with 0 years of experience. So that's not a bad starting salary.
And how far up does that? Is there an upper ceiling?
Oh, I think when you get about 25 years, if you had a doctorate degree, it may be maybe about $70,000.
Okay, so your starting salary is just under $38,000.
Well, $38,760.
Okay, so almost $39,000.
Correct.
Were you concerned, Stephen, about the money? I mean, because your wife is already living on a public teacher salary.
No, because for me, I knew that we don't have any children, and I knew that was going to be enough for us to be okay and take care of the things we need to do and be able to do what we want to do. And then there's opportunities outside of school, too, as far as other income and, you know, working other jobs during the summer and things like that. It really wasn't something that entered my mind.
And yet you've now been doing it for 6 years. I wonder what you think of complaints of teachers, because they talk about not only is there a low salary, and we've heard on this program teachers telling us they have to keep part-time jobs in order to make ends meet, but also they end up buying a lot of the resources that they need for this classroom. Has that been your experience?
Sure. Especially teaching the classroom that I teach, it requires a lot of materials. So I've bought things, and you have to be creative with ways that you can come up with money for your classroom. There's grants you can write. There's a great program called Donors Choose that helps teachers get things in the classroom that they need. So it's just, I think it's more about being creative than actually trying to pull money out of your pocket.
So Heather, how far does your recruiting go? Do people come to you mostly, or do you actually get out there and try to recruit people to do this?
Both. When we had our last session in March, we had a lot of media attention, and we had people drive from Jacksonville, from Virginia Beach, that were just interested in knowing more about how to become a teacher. So we do a lot of recruitment in a variety of ways. We certainly support our teacher preparation programs. We're here in Savannah by Armstrong State and Georgia Southern, and we host all of their student teachers, we host many of their student teachers. And we want to continue to help them grow their teacher prep programs, but we know that we have to look at alternative ways to get teachers in the classroom. We recruit all over the United States. We certainly tap into visitors coming to Savannah. We just ask them to go on teachsavannah.com and find out more about teaching in Savannah.
Is there a likely suspect? I mean, is there a particular type of person that you think would most likely to do this? Because one thing, you know, we just got another tweet from Jimmy Knoll, who is pointing out something which is would be an issue for me. He says many of us have a large amount of student debt that makes that transition almost impossible. I imagine that's true for a lot of people, especially here in Georgia, where we have the highest percentage of student debt in the country. Heather?
Okay. We do have loan forgiveness, not loan forgiveness through the school system or the state, but there's federal loan forgiveness programs for people who teach in high-need schools. Many of our schools qualify to enable loan forgiveness. But certainly there's all those barriers to getting in the classroom, and we acknowledge those barriers and keep working. The typical person that comes in often thought about teaching for a long time, and they just didn't know how to get into teaching. They didn't want to have to stop and accumulate more student loans and go back to a regular teacher preparation program. So this enables them, while they have that already bachelor's or a higher degree, to get into the classroom, to start making money, to build their experience for teacher retirement. So they get all of those things while they're completing and doing what a lot of times they always wanted to do.
That is Heather Bilton. She is the Talent Acquisition Coordinator for the Savannah-Chatham School System, and Stephen Ruth is a maker teacher at the STEM Academy there in Savannah. Stephen and Heather, really interesting. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.